Good morning, happy Monday, welcome back to the podcast. Really quick note for all of the personal trainers. If you are trying to build an online business, if you want to build an online business, I just got off the phone with a young woman who is really trying to build her online business, really wants to help more people. Her goal is to help as many people as possible, which is why she's trying to switch from in-person to online. But she hasn't been posting on social media very much. It hasn't become a habit. She's not doing it every day, not even every other day. She hasn't been posting on the weekends. It's really been a very inconsistent thing for her. And the first thing I said was, listen, if you have a client who tells you that they want to lose fat and they're not happy with where they are physically, but they're not eating vegetables and they don't like vegetables and they're not going to eat vegetables every day, you'd probably be like, well, I mean, that's fine. You don't have to, but don't expect to make the progress you want to make if you're not eating your vegetables every day. And it doesn't mean you're going to like eating the vegetables. Doesn't mean it's going to be fun. Doesn't mean they're going to taste as good as ice cream. But don't expect to make that kind of progress if you're not eating your vegetables every day. So number one, if you are not posting on social media every day because you don't like it, because it's not fun for you, because it takes a lot of effort, congratulations. You are the client who's not eating their fucking vegetables. Start eating your vegetables every day and posting on social media. It's hard. It's difficult. Sometimes posts take me over an hour just on Instagram alone, and I do a couple a day. By the way, I actually already recorded this podcast, but I didn't like the way the last one ended because it cut off right near the end, and I wasn't able to say what I really wanted to say. So I'm re-recording this at 4:49 in the morning because I want to make sure that you get the message that I really want to give you. So it's going to take a while. It's a lot of effort. There are going to be things that you don't want to do, but if you want to make progress, eat your fucking vegetables. That's number one. Number two, she said that she hasn't been posting a lot because people have told her that you shouldn't be posting on the weekends because people aren't on social media as much over the weekends. First of all, it's fucking ridiculous. People are on social media all the time, all day, every day. If you're watching TV and a commercial comes on, the first thing you do is you grab your phone and you go on Instagram, you go on Facebook, you go on social media. When the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, probably go on Instagram, go on Facebook, do something. You look at social media. If you're bored, if you're walking down the street and you don't want to like look someone in the eye, you open Instagram. It's what you do. Social media is part of our everyday, every waking moment. If people are asleep in the East Coast, they're awake in Europe, right? People are constantly on social media. Don't ever let anybody try and convince you that people aren't on it. It's part of what we do now. So that's ridiculous. Another reason she said that she hasn't been posting is because people have said that if you post too often, then they're going to get annoyed with what you're saying. Well, first and foremost, let me tell you a story. A really good family friend of mine, I'm not going to say his name because they actually might be listening. When I first started posting, when I was 19 years old, it was a true story. When I was 19 years old, a really good family friend of mine, who is a friend of my parents, he was in his mid-40s or late-40s, early-50s, and I had started posting on Facebook and in this place called Fitocracy and Clout and Twitter and everything, every day, multiple times a day. And no one was liking it. No one was really interacting, but I was posting every day just because I wanted to help people. And one day, I got an email from this guy who's a family friend, and he said, Jordan, please stop posting your fitness content. It's clogging up my feed. And I wrote back and I said, hey, if you don't like my content, you can unfriend me. And my mom was pissed. She was like, Jordan, you don't talk to an adult like that. That's not nice. It's not polite. And I said, hey, if he doesn't like my stuff, he can unfriend me. And here's the crazy part. It's now over 7 years since that happened. And I saw him about a year and a half ago. And I said, hey, do you realize that if I listened to you and took your advice, and or I was hurt or upset because, oh man, people don't like my content, or I'm annoying them, I'll stop posting, that I wouldn't have the business I have today, that I wouldn't be able to support my family, that I wouldn't be able to do what I do because I listened to your advice that was negative? And he felt so bad. He felt so bad. And the reality is that when he wrote that email, he was probably in a bad mood. He was probably having a bad day. He probably didn't even really mean it. If he could take it back, then he would have. Point being, you have no idea the magnitude of what you can build, and don't you dare let anybody take that from you, ever. Because if someone's trying to take that from you, they're in a bad place themselves, all right? So listen, here's the deal. If you want to build an online business because you want to help people, because you want to change lives across the world, if you want to make this your your livelihood. If you want to make something that helps people, your livelihood, it's the biggest blessing in the world to have a business that supports you and your family while helping people all over the world. If you want to do that, you better start doing it every fucking day. And maybe that's an Instagram post, maybe it's a podcast, maybe it's a video, maybe it's just anything. Maybe it's an article on your website, but you got to do something every day. And I know it's tough. I know it's hard. I've been doing this for over 7 years. I have videos all the way back from 2009, 2010, 2011. I was nervous. I was shaky. I was stuttering. It was very difficult. But I've done something every day and I've gotten better. And if you think that my content is good now, you should go back and look at my first stuff because it was nowhere near as good. It sounds like a different person, but practice and time, it's putting in the reps. You got to put in the reps and it's going to be difficult. It's going to be nerve-wracking, but don't you dare let that keep you from putting out content and putting in effort and doing it, because every day that you don't put out content is another day, another opportunity that you actively don't help someone who needs it. And that is just, that's the worst feeling in the world. I hope this helped you. I hope that you take what I'm saying to heart, and I hope you crush it, because you have the ability to help people. You can help thousands of people all over the world. But think about this. Imagine if you just help one person every day. You change their life. You make them happier. You make them feel more confident. Maybe you prevent them from binging. Maybe you help them you encourage them to go to the gym. Every day you help one person. Man, that's an amazing life.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.